retired teacher from Bradford says his wife, who's severely disabled, may have to go into a home because the amount of home care she's allowed has been cut. While Judy Archer's husband, Kevin, was working, they received funding for a full-time carer. But now he's taken early retirement, the funding's been reduced, even though his income's actually halved.
It's not only an anomaly, it's a social injustice. For me, I want folk to be aware that this is a scenario that not only affects us now, but there's going to be all kinds of reassessment as the independent living fund disappears.